getting ready to start the radio show. And today we have a very exciting radio show with T.C.
Stallings
and Ty Manns. They have a great movie, My Brother's Keeper. It's a great title. It's going to introduce PTSD and the struggles that people that go through PTSD, what we go through. But most importantly, being our brother's keeper, it's really an important theme in today's world. And it's something that we should all be aware of. And so I'd like to present
TC.
TC. Say hi. And then Ty Manns.
There you are. Ty, you're alive.
Ty, say hi.
He will say hi in a little bit.
And so any minute now, we'll start the radio show. Just waiting for you guys to tune in. In the meantime, Bobby loves to say hello.
Always say that.
He's such a friendly guy.
Okay, I can say hello.
Hello.
Back to Amy. Please tune in.
In the meantime, it's a beautiful day in Miami. And no, it's not cold. It's actually 75 degrees Fahrenheit. And at the moment, it's not raining. Why? Because God is good. And
we're going to start with the song in 30 seconds.
Well, at 105, I think. It's 104.
Yep.
Oh, look at that eagle.
There's an eagle?
A lot of birds migrate because it's cold. So they fly down and yes. They look for warmth.
Time for a biology lesson. Oh, what is that?
I'm seeing so many new birds. It's so exciting. And they love Miami nature, by the way. They told me. No, I'm kidding. They didn't tell me.
Okay, now you're hearing birds, baby? Which bird told you that?
A little birdie.
Okay.
Okay, maybe not.
Little or bigger birdie. Okay. So, which song are we going to start?
Well, that's a surprise.
I'm a mess, gotta get out now, gotta run from this. Here comes the shade, here comes the shade. Hey.
With Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon, and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my amazing partner, Boris.
I'm still amazing.
Amazing. Hello. Our show is available on your radio, also through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone. And our website, godisthecure.com. We are broadcasting live from Miami through satellite, available in 35 radios in more than 11 states, and live in social media, soon after the show, on any podcast player. This show deals with suffering and the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God, who enables us to help each other. We do provide testimonials to let people know that we're not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information, knowing that education is necessary, awareness is crucial, and comfort is needed. I do believe we all suffer or have suffered from something, and we can be a source of healing for each other. God was my only cure, but other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life can be challenging, but always know there's always someone who cares. If no one at all, at least God does. The song that we played earlier was Chandelier by Sia. We remember many times being a mess, feeling a failure, and even much less. But we got really good despite the shame in denying it all, including the pain. And just keep moving on, for there was much more we thought we could gain. Ignoring the hurt and believing the best, regardless of what had transpired, we put it to rest. There was no room for the sorrow, drowning with lies like there was no tomorrow, holding back any tears. How did we get by all these years? Drinking kept our glass full until God showed us the light. Embraced by his love, we surrendered to our sweet delight. With God, there's a much better way. In life, some of us have a heavy price we must pay. We can swing from the chandelier, but how much longer can we afford to be cavalier? Jesus knew this too well. On the cross, he provided us freedom for which we can start over. It's never farewell. Instead of holding on to dear life and living on edge with a two-sided knife, we can turn to God who sees our true best. Sometimes in life, it's merely a test. But with God, we're never apart, for he is deep within every heart. To truly feel peace, faith is what it will take. All can be mended when living life and giving it all for his sake.
Wow, I'm going to label you a poet.
Okay.
Poet Amy.
Well, that's the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Okay. And today's guests are T.C. Stallings and Ty Manns, the main actor and screenwriter for the movie My Brother's Keeper. T.C. Stallings is a former professional athlete now finding success in film and television. T.C. was a fitness model, personal trainer, and has acted in movies such as Courageous, War Room, God's Compass, Unbridled, and many TV commercials. T.C. Stallings wrote, produced, and directed a documentary, 24 Counter, the story behind the run, and now the main role in My Brother's Keeper. T.C. is a huge advocate for clean family entertainment called PAX. Ty Manns, on the other hand, is a retired major, a U.S. Marine in the military. Thank you for your service. Throughout his military and corporate career, Ty never lost his passion for storytelling, creative, and filmmaking. He produced a number of independent films and wrote the faith-based film, A Question of Faith. Ty joined forces with Bishop Charles Mackey to form Manns Mackey Studios. In 2018, Manns Mackey Studios produced his screenplay, My Brother's Keeper, set for release February 2021. T.C. Stallings and Ty Manns, thank you for being on the show. You are now live.
All right, thanks for having thank you for having us on today.
So, let's start with T.C. Stallings. Let's start with you. What drew you to the story of My Brother's Keeper? How did you get involved?
I was a couple things. I think the main thing that I'll focus on is the honor to be asked to do the role. It's rare in this business that you get someone that is thinking of you either while they're writing the script or before they even write the script, or just after they write the script when they're thinking about who could play their main characters. And so in any one of those scenarios, it's an honor if it ends up being you. And so for me, it ended up being me. I was cast in Ty's film, A Question of Faith, and we met face-to-face at the crafty table where you just have, you know, snacks in between, you know, work and everything, and that's when he laid it on me what he was trying to do. But what really got my attention was when he said he wrote it with me in mind. And there's a big difference of being asked to be a part of something versus someone saying they had you in mind and they wrote a lead character with you in mind. Right off the bat, you start to think, you know, I don't want to let them down. And you start thinking about that before you even see the role. So I was excited, and you already want to take it. Now you're just hoping that the project is something you believe in and the character is something that you really think you can be authentic to. And after reading the script, I got both of those questions answered for me, which was yes and yes. And so that's the short version of how I got involved.
Nice. And it's a great movie. The fact that it talks about PTSD, something that we all struggle with. There's a lot of people struggling with PTSD, and it helps people understand that don't know about it, and it can help people help others that are going through PTSD as well. And so, Ty, I think I can understand what drew you to make this movie. Your service and faith, I'm sure. Would you like to expand?
Yeah, first let me make a correction for all my Marine Corps family and friends out there. I'm a retired Army. The Marines take that pretty personally.
Oops. Get that cleared. My mistake.
I have a son that's a Marine now. I'm sure he would remind me of that if I didn't correct that.
But especially now with the game,
yeah,
huh?
I grew up. I was drawn to it. My father is a former Marine, and he suffered through some PTSD issues. So there was a lot just beyond my personal experience, people that, I've known who suffered through PTSD that wanted me to write and tell the story. A lot of my dad's story is in this movie, so I hope that people will be able to watch it, and it'll find a way to help them seek some help or find somewhere they can go to find help.
I understand that PTSD is derived from trauma, and it's difficult to understand when people put their life out there. They sacrifice their life for strangers, for the freedom of strangers. They sacrifice their life for their brothers. It's the greatest example of Christ's love for us. And how can it not be traumatizing to see, you know, death and to be constantly wondering whether this will be the day you die, whether you're going to survive on a daily basis? That's got to be tough on anyone. But TC Stalling, can you tell us a little bit about your role?
Oh, for sure. So I play First Class Travis, Sergeant First Class Travis. And my character, Travis, is a guy with a lot of, I think when people describe their roles like this, they say a lot of issues. And I don't like saying that with Travis. Travis has a lot of parts and facets to who he is, and you kind of gotta peel back the layers on the guy. And I think he represents a lot of different people, and that's what I'm excited about when people watch this. Of course, you know, the thing that's going to get highlighted is that he struggles with PTSD. So, you know, Travis Fox has PTSD, but he also struggles with his faith. He also struggles with the ability to trust other people in close relationships.
And all the symptoms that can come with it, which is extremely informative. We're definitely going to delve deeper into this when we return. Please stay with us.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Don't hit me if you're going out. I can barely leave the house. Mood is always moving south, and you don't know what that's about. Don't hit me if you're going out. I can barely leave the house. house. Mood is always moving south, and you don't know what that's about. Yeah. Don't check on me, don't sweat, I'm fine. Don't expect me to just unwind. It takes a minute and some wine, hey, till I'm finished and say bye. I don't say much, I know going out don't really take much. But fat boys in the city gonna hate us. They impress their daddies with an A plus. I try to put my shoes on and I give up. Homie sent the address to the club. Girls pay 20k just for a lift up. The type of girl that make the boys do sit. Don't hit me if you're going out.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back, guys. This is Amy Cabo, and thanks for tuning in.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through our app, The Cure with Amy Cabo, or as a podcast. Just look for The Cure on any podcast platform.
The song that just played was Going Out by Role Model. And this is the...
It was a clean version, right?
Yes. And well, this is what I get from it, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Keeping the same idea, hopefully. We have all been there, where we don't feel our best. It's better that no one realizes it. We like to blend in like the rest. When the moods are unpredictable, frustration can set in. Taking all the losses as they come, we don't care to win. If we lose our faith, it can quickly grow progressive. But when God turns suffering into strength, it turns out quite impressive. We are given a specific purpose, integrated with a cross. It's what unites us to our Heavenly Father, who took the greatest loss. When we accept our fate and learn to suffer well, there is no longer an impediment for how we should excel. If it wasn't for the Lord's great love, we would all be lost to the glory and the promises given to us from heaven above. We are talking to T.C. Stallings, the main actor, and Ty Mance, the writer of the movie, My Brother's Keeper. Ty, your turn, dear. Is My Brother's Keeper any different than your other films? I understand you've done several films now.
Yeah, this one is a bit different. Not so much in the way that I like to take movies or stories that are actually relevant in society, something that everybody in society can kind of relate to,
yes.
Whether it's losing a child, like it was in Question of Faith, or PTSD in this movie, or social injustice in Redeemed. You know, I like to try to find topics that everyday Americans or everyday people around the world can understand and relate to, and then I'll try to wrap a positive message around that. And this one is no different. I mean, this we're dealing, of course, with PTSD and the loss of family members. But the difference in this one is that this one brings in some of my personal experiences as a child growing up with a father who suffered through PTSD. I took some of those elements from that childhood and wrapped those elements into this story also. But I still think the core of what I do as a writer, and that is to engage my audience at where they are, meaning people who are having problems in life. And we all have some problems in life, but to take their problems and wrap a faith and a very positive message, a message of hope around that. And so this movie kind of reaches that same goal that me as, you know, myself as a writer, I like to accomplish.
So this took some heart on a personal level. It must have brought back some memories, and there must have been a special connection. TC, how did you prepare for this role?
For the most part, it was doing a lot of looking up on YouTube and talking to, watching soldiers kind of talk to other people in their interviews about their experience. Because for me personally, I had no personal experience with being in any form of military, nor have I been really, really close with someone who has PTSD, so you kind of know everything from afar. So for me, it was, you know, talking to people like Ty, having conversations with people who are really in there and dealing with it firsthand so you can be authentic. And then the other part was just social media and YouTube can be a really, you know, beautiful thing for stuff like this, because you can hear from people in real time.
Yes.
And just get it, like, straight from the horse's mouth what stuff's about. So I watched a lot of interviews from soldiers telling their stories, and it kind of really just, it was very effective for me. It was like really being there, because they're just telling their true stories, and then they would describe the episodes that they went through from PTSD and some of the nightmares that they would have. And then you do a lot of reading and read up on different symptoms and things like that, and you take all of that and just combine it with the gifts that God has given you in terms of just being able to read a script and put it on screen. And so I just, you know, put all that together, and then I hopefully I gave the world a really good picture of everything that makes up Travis Fox.
Nice. Sounds like you put a lot of work and a lot of dedication into your role, and thank you for that. And for those who don't know how it's possible to get PTSD, war can be a very scary thing. What's that show that we watch? SEAL Team?
SEAL Team.
SEAL Team. Wow. And you can really get an idea of what war is like if you watch that show and get an appreciation for what a great sacrifice.
A lot of people tend to think that, and I know my film's going to focus on, you know, combat, and I'm glad that it does, because a lot of our veterans are dealing with that and needs more attention. But just for, I think it'd be responsible for me to say that PTSD for sure isn't only a Army thing or a Marine thing, Navy thing, Air Force thing, combat thing. It is the disease. You know, it takes that particular form when you're dealing with death, but it could be anything that causes trauma to you. So for anybody out there that's dealing with PTSD, they can find themselves in this film, whether you've been in the military or not, because yes, it's a disease, and the disease doesn't discriminate, you know. And so, I mean, I lost my mother in this year due to the COVID situation.
Wow.
And so for me, just hearing that word a lot of times bothers me. I have to pray through it. And I don't do well at funerals, people seeing caskets and grave sites and things like that, you know, and you having nightmares about that. So trauma comes in a lot of forms. And I think a lot of people, whether you're dealing with PTSD in any phase of your life, in any area, the answer remains the same within this film, which I'm happy to be able to say that.
And I'm really sorry to hear that about your mother. I'm sure she's in heaven. PTSD, I understand that it's a disease, you're right. You made a great point, and it's not something you can cure from. It can be progressive, and it's something that we just learn to live with. You make the best of what you're dealt with in life, as we're all dealt with different things.
But there is help.
There's always help. There's always help, and there's always a brighter tomorrow. Our experiences never define us. Well, PTSD is very common. I mean, not only in the military, but it can happen to anybody who passes through a traumatic event. Do you think the movie can be seen and it can help somebody with PTSD that it's not in the military, Ty?
You know, I believe so, and I pray so, because the message that I want to get out to the movie is that if there's opportunity for you to get help, find a church, find someone to go to in the church, they can help you.
Nice. Thank you. And we'll continue talking about this when we return. Thanks for tuning in.
With This Is Stallings and Ty Manns. If you'd like to call us and tell us your story, 1-866-34-TRUTH.
With Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, and the courage to keep moving forward with the help of God. I want people to know that there's hope. I was forced into my abortion because I didn't think I had a choice. I want people to know there's choices.
Well, Amy, my heart is breaking. I just want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Every Saturday at 1 Eastern on the Truth Network.
When it's cold outside and you can't sleep, when there's no one else, let me be the one you need. When your hope goes out like a ship at sea, if it don't come back, oh, let me be the one you need. Rest your head here, pull me closer. I want you tight while you let go, girl. And I could love you if you just let me.
We will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back. And remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. on your radio, on our app, and The Cure on our website, godisthecure.com.
All shows are available also as a video podcast. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabo, where podcasts are.
The song was The One You Need by Brett Eldridge. Only once a year, winter comes and it gets cold outside. That there can be many seasons where we feel bad inside, finding little comfort and feeling there's nowhere we can easily hide. God is with us, ever vigilant, caring for us, unrelenting, even when hope seems dim from all the tears we've cried. The world and those we trust can also hurt us, should remind us of how Jesus took the cross. Sharing the pain just brings us near. Getting closer to Jesus makes our vision clearer. He wants to hold us so very tight. We can rest assured that all our worries we can give to God, who always wins the fight. We must invite Him and let Him in, for He provides all that we need in order to survive and feel peace within. No one loves us more than our Creator, who is ever constant, and He wants us to know that we can rest in Him and will discover things unheard of, more to life than can be imagined, for His love does overflow. In a quick note, I want to announce that a new updated version of my book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, is due to be released in a couple of months to include a suppressed memory, common of PTSD and trauma. And I want to be careful I don't omit anything about my life story. I believe omission's another form of lying. So I want to try to be honest. So we're talking to T.C. Stallings and Ty Mance about PTSD, faith, and healing, as seen in the movie My Brother's Keeper. T.C. Stallings and Ty Mance, do you think, well, we'll start with T.C., do you think the church often shies away from stories about PTSD, and why so, if that's the case?
I can only speak from personal experience, and you know, I can't say that I was ever in a situation where a soldier walked in and a church was unprepared to handle it. So I can't speak directly to that in that regard, but I can speak directly to it and say that the church should be ready. Simply because, you know, the church should be ready to handle any situation when someone comes to them and they're hurting. If we feel like, you know, God is the answer to that, that Jesus is the answer to that, that the Holy Spirit and His power is the answer to that. And so, you know, I would say that no church has to simply say to themselves, hey, let's get a specific, you know, PTSD program, unless that's something the Lord has called them to. Maybe in their community, it's something that's pressing them right in their community. You know, different churches have different things they need to focus on. Then I would say, you know, you need to address that. You obviously see it's going on right around you. But I think the church as a whole, there shouldn't be a person with PTSD that said, hey, I went to a church or I went to a Christian, I went to a pastor, I went to a believer, and they had zero answers for me. They could not help me, and they didn't show any compassion, any love, any desire to help me for whatever reason. I don't think that should happen at all, you know. So they should be prepared to address any situation, and that includes PTSD.
TC, you may have started something wonderful. Wouldn't it be nice if they had a support group at churches for PTSD, since it's so common in our society? And Ty,
fair. Yeah, you just nailed it. That's a different question, and I would absolutely say 100%. Like, it, we don't need to wait and do any research or data to see, hey, is PTSD a problem in our? We already know. So
yes.
That is. Since we know it's such a strong and prevalent thing, then yeah, I would say that, you know, all churches, all believers, all should be sensitive to that and have something where they can get out in front and be like, you know what, we need to have a arm over here or a group over here ready, you know, it's part of our, you know, part of our plan as a church to deal with this and put this out there in our agenda, in our bulletin, in our whatever, to help people dealing with PTSD, because we already know that it's a strong problem in our world. So I would say let's be more aggressive and intentional, for sure. Now that, yes, absolutely. I think you should be able to find that at any church.
I love it. I love it. And Ty, having a family member deal with struggling with PTSD, you know, your first-hand experience, were you aware of any stigmas associated with it?
Well, you have to remember, my father suffered through his PTSD after the Vietnam War.
Wow.
And you know, back then, we didn't call it PTSD. We called it shell shock.
Okay.
So, yeah, there were some stigmas. People in the neighborhood or young people in the neighborhood would be like, oh, your dad's crazy. He's this, wow. He's that. So, yeah, I think there's probably still stigmas today because we are human and we're a society of people that sometimes understand and sometimes don't. Sometimes don't even try, sadly. But I think that in recent, though, the young men and women who are coming back from these wars, they're really showing this in a whole different light. And I believe we see more compassion and we do see more help. I live in a military community. I live right outside of a large Army base. And there are churches in this community that have PTSD ministries, that have wounded warrior ministries, that have soldier ministries. So you see that. And I have, you know, of course, being retired military, I talk to friends who are retired and still active duty, and they talk to me about ministries in their community. So it's happening. I don't know to what extent, but these things are happening out there now, whereas in the 70s, you didn't have any of that. It was just, hey, he's shell-shocked, he's crazy from coming back from the war. That's primarily what we face, but I think this generation will see help. And I'll agree with what TC said and back that, is that anybody suffering through anything, whether it's PTSD, it doesn't matter. If you are suffering through something, and if you think that you're at your last piece of your rope, then we pray that you can find a church door to walk in. There's somebody inside that church, whether it's a deacon, a pastor, whoever, should be able to give you time and talk to you. And that little bit of time just may be what you need to help you get to the next day, to the next week, to the next month, to the next year. And that's what I pray that this movie will show people, is that no matter what you're suffering, if you think that you've turned to the last place you can turn to, go to the church. Go open the church door and walk through those doors. Somebody there will be able to help you. I'm confident that the members of the church, somebody in that church will help you, because that's what they did with my family.
Right.
And I just believe that it will happen.
And sometimes it's a matter of just knowing that someone cares the physical ailments we can see and we can feel for that. But the things that you cannot see are the things that people really need someone to help them with.
Okay, my way, I'm going to ask a question. So, TC, how do you think, how important is faith for people with PTSD?
I mean, it depends. I'm a realist about it. It would be wrong of me to sit up here and say that someone who doesn't have faith can't deal with it, because obviously there's plenty of people in the world that do. But when you're talking about what is your overall goal, what does a person consider dealing with it? Then that's what remedy you choose kind of dictates the importance. Like for someone that wants an overall, change of life from the inside and out, to the point of whether the PTSD leaves them or not, that they have something that they're able to think beyond this life, to think beyond, what can happen to my earthly mind, my earthly, perception of things. And I got a greater power, greater than me, yes, that gives me more meaning to life than this one.
Yes.
See, only God can do that. Only Jesus can do
yes.
that. Yes. So if you're looking for more than just, I don't want to deal with the symptoms of PTSD, but not only do I want to be healed physically, I want to be healed spiritually.
Yes.
And I want to be able to, have a testimony where I can share with other people, and I want to take this beyond just, from a medical standpoint. Now, we're talking about Jesus Christ right there. We're talking about the yes. Holy Spirit right there. We're talking about the power of God.
Yeah,
right there.
The power of God. So, there's nothing like it. There is nothing like it. He took me off drugs. He took me off medications. There is nothing like it. And we'll return with this. We would love to hear from you. Please call us. 866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Here's a Renewing Your Mind Minute with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
As a Christian, I am a member of a covenant community. But what about the rest of the world? What about all of those people who are not members of the Christian church? Are they in a covenant relationship with God? The answer is yes. All men everywhere are participants in a covenant relationship with God. All human beings exist in a covenant relationship with their Creator.
When I was young, I used to dream of being rich. Having a lot of houses and cars, couldn't know which one was which. And finding me a chicken getting hitched. Living the fairy tale life, perfect without a glitch. You think that this will bring me happiness? If at the end of every rainbow there was a treasure chest, sometimes having more is really less. Take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you're sad and blue, there's always someone who has it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues, so don't worry, just push on through.
Keeping it real.
Gotta dig up all my peoples who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
To all my homies working on the 9-to-5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keeping it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keeping it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. I never got to have myself the house, the mansion, and the Benz. I'm not the kind of brother who be making mad ends. I got myself a girl, but we be kicking it as friends. It's not enough, we're living out the fence again. Not everything you want is everything you really need. The standard of society is motivated by greed. Are you prepared to follow? Tell me, are you prepared to leave? So persevere and you succeed.
Keeping it real.
Gotta dig up all my peoples who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keeping it real.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Hi again, and thanks for tuning in. Remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, on our app, The Cure, and on social media. Just look for God is a Cure.
Later, the show will be available as a podcast. Search for The Cure with Amy Cabell. Now, Amy is spelled with an I and a double E. Or search God is a Cure on any podcast channel.
The song that just played was Keeping It Real by AZ. And this is my take. When we're young, it seemed a whole lot easier. We didn't care so much, as everything looked so much prettier. Then life can happen and truly hit us hard, making us wonder, what is this that left us scarred? But in our pain and through our struggle, we find reasons to continue, though we may still be in trouble. If we dwell upon the sorrow, there's always someone suffering worse. As long as we're alive, there is hope every tomorrow. Doesn't matter if we feel blue, we can turn to God and those in heaven. There's no better crew. Feeling blessed is how we keep it real and reimagine how we feel. Gratitude and serving others is how we take the focus off ourselves and learn to truly care for one another. Only God can make this happen. Once we've tried it all, we see it's God that's always there when answering his call to catch us every turn and show us there is hope when there's a lesson we must learn. And it's a blessing in disguise when we trust God's word over Satan's lies. And before we went into break, Ty, we were talking about the importance of faith. And I know that having had complex PTSD, because that's the kind of PTSD I was struggling with, the only thing that worked for me was my faith. And I'm just curious to ask you, Ty, did faith play an important role? Was it helpful to your father in his recovery and learning to deal with his PTSD?
Yeah, look, I'm really glad you asked that question because, my father, after a very violent and loud outburst when we were young kids, my mother took us from the home. She left. Wow. And we went to stay with my grandmother. And a few days later, he came and talked to us, and my grandmother suggested that he and my mother go to counseling, and that counseling was to be in the form of the pastor, the local pastor.
Nice.
We grew up in a small West Virginia coal mining town, so we were poor. We didn't have any money. So she suggested they go to the church, to the pastor, and let him counsel them. And he did. They did. And that started him on his journey to becoming a pastor himself. He ended up becoming a deacon and minister, and he ended up becoming a pastor, where he pastored for nearly 30 years before he passed away. So that's why I was saying, as we went into the break, that I hope people understand that you can walk into those church doors, and if somebody's there that will listen to you, you can find help in the word and in your faith and in Christ. Because it worked for our family. It saved our family. The fact that they went inside that church, opened those doors, and sat down and talked to someone, saved our family. And my father eventually became a pastor, where he pastored his own churches for many years. So
amazing.
I'm a firm believer in it. And you don't see that part of the story in My Brother's Keeper. What you see mostly in this story, is some of the struggles, and you see the what the character has to go through. But that faith played a lot into us being able to be with my father an additional 30 plus years before he passed away.
And what an amazing transformation! What a huge difference God can make in people's lives.
Yeah, and. Okay, so what do you hope people will take away from the movie? Who is starting? Ty? No, TC. You're next.
Your turn.
I think for me, and I think this is a credit to, like I said, the great writing, the great acting from all of the cast members, myself being able to participate. I hope that a lot of people can see themselves in this film. Whether you're the person that, like my character, or, the characters opposite me, where, one is, a love interest who really cares about them. Another is, relative. Another is a best friend. Another is, there's a family best friend, and there's a best friend in the military. There's all these different people that impact him in his life. I hope all the people who view the film, excuse me, in one way or another can see themselves in the film and see how their role played out. even with the pastor in the church, all the people that are, you know, people of faith, Christians, pastors, how, you know, one timely message to someone can change their life. You know, for people who struggle, like my character is, how just one decision changed his life. You know, for the love interest, how just taking time to invest in somebody and not run away from them because they have a difficult problem, how that impacts a life.
Nice.
How truth impacts a life, how lies impact a life. Like, I hope everybody who watches it in one way, shape, or form can see themselves in it. And if you can, then you'll enjoy, you know, the whole ride. You'll really grab onto the message of the film. And you'll be able to hopefully take some away that this isn't a film that just, you know, it's a one-off where you just watch it and you walk away. But instead, you can say years and years down the road that, you know, I'm still living out life lessons that I learned from the film, which is one of the reasons I really love acting, because you can do stuff that in many cases can far outlive you. And so hopefully, I hope people can do that with this film.
Nice. And Ty, I mean, both your children are in the military. Are there better ways that we can support military families, being that almost all of them are at risk of PTSD?
You know, I don't know. I think that support starts in the house. We feel like we've done all we can do to prepare our boys for their military careers. Just, we didn't force them into it. It was something that they gravitated towards. And so we're trying to be there to support them. And I just think that, again, we've seen the difference from when soldiers came home from Vietnam to when soldiers come home from combat and combat deployments today. You have people that actually will stop and tell you thank you for your service. You have people that really genuinely, you feel like they really care about you and for what you're doing for your country. So I just believe if the nation stays on course and stay in that direction, that we'll see more and more support for people with PTSD. And I hope that people see this movie and be entertained by it, because it's a very entertaining movie. It deals with a heavy subject, but it's a very entertaining movie. Guys like, you know, TC does a great job in this film. You guys are going to see a great performance out of him as a lead. Keisha Knight Pulliam is fantastic. Greg Allen, Joey Lawrence, Blue Kimball, Robert Richard. I mean, these guys, this cast is a wonderful cast, and I just can't wait for people to see when this cast is, you know, together on that big screen, what they're doing. And I think people will come out with an understanding of what PTSD is kind of all about, but I believe people will really come out just entertained, and I think you'll really enjoy this movie.
Right, and this is coming out on movie theaters around the United States soon, right?
Was it February?
It's been, we've got a due date. It's March 19th. March 19th is the new date. So people can go to MBK Film, for MBK for My Brother's Keeper, mbkfilm.com. Sign up there, and the distributor will put out information about the release and what theaters you can see it in. And as, you know, of course, we're all trying to survive this, you know, survive COVID, and we want to do the right thing. And when the movie comes out, that it comes out at a safe point. So as much as we want people to see the movie, we want people to feel safe when they do go see
that
the movie.
That makes sense. And we're almost finishing with today's show, only a few minutes left.
Also, I believe it's going to help an enormous amount of people, an enormous amount of people. So thank you, guys. We've come to the end of the show. I wish I had more time with you guys. You're both wonderful. And I'm looking forward to watching the movie, My Brother's Keeper.
We watched it. It's super cool.
Well, yes, but in the movie theater.
Okay. With popcorn.
It's much more fun.
With popcorn, that's right.
But more information, like he said, can be found on mbkfilm.com. And thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
And thank you to our audio producer, Beth Ann, the Truth Protector, for being with us, making the show sound good, and making the music possible. Thanks to the Christian Car Guy Robbie Dillmore for his continuing guidance. Love his shows. Let's pray, as we always do. Prayer for people suffering from PTSD. Everlasting Father, it breaks our hearts to see people suffering under the mental anguish of PTSD. Please, dear Lord, be merciful and grant help and comfort for these wounded souls. May the Holy Spirit work mightily to provide peace and comfort. May the pains of trauma be covered with the healing power of your gospel. May your Son intercede and provide salvation and wholeness. Father, may these acts of kindness be done in order to magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure.
Please check our podcast, The Cure with Amy Cabo, our app, The Cure, or our website, godisthecure.com.
Thanks to all our listeners who took us to 100,000 downloads of The Cure podcast. And until next week, be kind, give it your best, and stay safe in this pandemic and crazy times. But remember, this too shall pass, especially now with a vaccine available. So until next Saturday, be true, much love, keep the faith, and peace.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcast of previous shows, visit godisthecure.com.
That was